From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For the first time in over 20 years, the world's premier gathering of leaders from the red meat industry is coming to America. Hosted by the International Meat Secretariat and the U.S. Meat Export Federation, the 22nd World Meat Congress will be held in Dallas, May 30th through June 1st. Theme for the biennial event is Trusting in Trade. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will do a headcount next month when it surveys roughly 43,000 cattle operations nationwide to assess current U.S. cattle inventories. Midwest Regional Director Greg Thessen says the information helps producers make timely, informed business decisions and plan for herd expansion or reduction. It also helps in future months and determine potential supplies for export. According to agriculture.com, there are several ways to complete the survey via internet, telephone, mail, or through a personal interview with NASS representatives. Sure to stir more controversy, the EPA now claims the most recent glyphosate studies show the world's most widely used herbicide is not likely to cause cancer in humans. According to AgriPulse, the EPA says its assessment found no meaningful risks to human health when glyphosate is used, according to pesticide labeling. The findings are consistent with science reviews in a number of countries in the 2017 National Institute of Health Ag Health Survey. Other groups argued the EPA review contradicts a 2015 World Health Organization analysis that determined glyphosate is a probable carcinogen. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.